Elena just woke up from a nap.
I'm grumpy.
But you just said I'm the one that's grumpy a second ago.
Yeah, you're a grumpy cat.
Welcome to So Taco.
Two side hustles and a microphone.
With
So Bonita
and Taco Gear.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of So Taco.
Hola, bienvenidos.
Why'd you say I was grumpy?
Because you're yelling at everyone. You're yelling at me. You're yelling at the cat.
I'm yelling at you. What am I yelling?
You're throwing chanclas at the cat who's not doing anything.
What am I yelling at you?
I don't know. You're just being real mean.
I'm not yelling at you.
Y'all, he's being so mean.
She's just whining, everyone.
I'm not.
I'll tell you what she thinks is mean. She thinks what? Okay, so you got home at 5. You got home at 4:30 instead of 5.
Mm-hmm. I snuck out.
And today, I have a routine of, number one, recording this podcast, then getting it ready to upload, like, mm-hmm. tonight. Mm-hmm. Then I got to walk Dee Dee because I'm the only one who cares about our dog.
Oh, well, yeah, you're the only one that cares about our dog. Yeah, that's nice.
I have to walk her because she looks forward to it, and I can't skip that. Yes. And then I got to freshen up and take all my gear over to mm-hmm. film an episode of The Taco Chair all tonight.
Okay. Yes. Obligations.
Right. So adult. Then you came home, yes. and then you went to sleep. And
I'm fucking tired.
I know that. I got the same amount of sleep you did last night.
No, that's not true.
It is very true.
That's not true.
Well, regardless, you're asleep, and I let you sleep for 30 minutes at 5 o'clock.
Thank you so much for letting me nap.
Because you asked me to.
I know.
And then you said, wake me up at 5. And I'm trying to wake you up, and you don't want to get up.
I don't want to get up because I'm real tired.
You, get up. I got stuff to do. Let's record this podcast. And then you're just like, you're being so mean to me.
Is that how I sound?
Yes. If anyone out there remembers the Muppets, the jazz player with the, was it red hair or brown hair?
You figure it out.
The jazz player, which I don't even know was a guy or girl, who had the bangs that covered no eyes and just a mouth. That's what you sound like. When you're complaining.
You see how you're being mean to me?
Not really. I'm just poking fun at you, but that's not being mean. haven't you had a guy be really mean to you? You know what that really means? I'm not that guy. So anyway, we have a really busy week, and Elena just said that I was pretty grumpy. But I'm not. I'm just getting shit done. I got stuff to do. So do you. So anyhow, there's some things that we wanted to talk about in this episode, which include...
I'm going to punch you in the face. That's what I'm about to do.
Sometimes you'll say, you haven't said this in a long time. You will say, I just want to kick you across the fucking face. like right in the nose, she wants to kick me. I'm literally not even doing anything.
You're being so mean. It's not even funny.
What will happen sometimes is I will just start to be like, oh, we got this thing to do at this time. So that means by this time we got to do this. You wanted to do this. So you have to do this by this time. And like I list like 4 or 5 things that she's got to do in order to do the thing she wants to do at a certain time later. And then you just look at me with this like look of despair and hate. And then that's when you would say like, I just want to kick you across the fucking face.
So violent.
It's very violent. So that's
well. I just want to punch you right now. That's what I do want to do because I'm super grumpy.
One of the things I was thinking about it today. One of the mm-hmm. things you haven't said in a very long time, and I don't remember why you said this, and I don't remember why I thought of this, is you used to say something, Gerald. Did you know that blah 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 blah? And then I would say no, and then you would say, it's because you know why. Do you remember that?
And I remember the first time I said that to you, you could not stop laughing. And I was like, what's so funny?
Because you said, it's because you know why. And then that became a thing. For you would say that for a while.
That should be the name of this podcast.
It's because you know why. All right. That's fine.
Stupid. I think that's like an Eagle Pass thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, there's some things that we wanted to kind of just touch on for 2020, like the end of it and stuff, and just some things for you to do. But Elena has something to celebrate that we can talk about. And I guess I have something to celebrate, too, because the anniversaries are the same, just 1 year apart-ish.
Yeah. Kind of.
So anyway, we'll talk about that. But something just happened to me about an hour ago, and it's just like, man, I've talked about this on the episode of the podcast, but it's or on the podcast before, but it's just kind of... It's just like when it happens. So we'll get these Taco Gear. I will get, and so will you, Elena.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this might happen just more to me, or at least I've brought it up more. People will reach out and be like, want to collab? Question mark. And to me, I don't think it has anything to do with my age. I don't think it has anything to do with, well, that's just, you know, the way young people like quickly. Like, No. I think that's the laziest fucking thing you can ever do.
I can't stand that.
If anyone ever reaches out to me and just says, want a club like that. And yeah, that's what you sound like when I read it.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to even want to collab, because, and I've read articles about this. Other YouTubers, I'm not a YouTuber, but YouTubers have talked about this, like how annoying that is, because I mean, think about this from the YouTuber that's got like a ton of followers. And then this person reaches out, want to collab. Well, like that's lazy. That what you need to be doing reaching out to them is let them know, like come to them with a plan. What can you do for them that's beneficial? And you know what? I was going to save this to the end. The cherry on top of this ridiculousness.
Ooh, girl, he's getting heated. Uh-huh. No,
the cherry on top of this ridiculousness is this person doesn't even fucking follow me.
Oh, bitch.
How ridiculous is that?
It's you know what it is? It's fucking lame. It's very lame.
This is a taco place out of Reno. Now, hopefully there's more than one. If not, then I guess you'll know who I'm talking about.
I'm sure there's more than one.
This is a taco place out of Reno that has 1,600 plus followers. They do not follow me at all. And all they asked is, I mean, they introduced themselves, what their name was and where they're from.
Which I appreciate.
Sure. That's right. Better than want to collab.
Yeah. But
we get a lot of want to collab. So this one introduced themselves, said hello to me, introduced themselves, and said who they were, where they were from, and wanted to know if we were willing to collaborate with each other. And then signed off with their name. You know, please let them know. It's respectful. I get that. There's levels of laziness. The most lazy one is want to collab. The second one is asking to collab, you know, with some politeness at the beginning and at the end. But still, I don't know what you mean at all.
Right. What's your idea of a collab? Like, do you want to send me some tacos from Reno? Or
you want to do a giveaway together?
Yeah, like a gift card, or something for the holidays. Like, what are the details of this collab that you have in your mind?
Right, but exactly. So I replied right back. Yeah, and I had said the ones that say want to collab just like that. Those
they don't even get. Yeah, for sure.
This guy, I was just feeling fine, and then I addressed him back and thanked him for reaching out. I will always thank people for reaching out. And then I said, you know, we don't do a lot of collabs. Was there something specific you had in mind when you say collab? And then I signed off with my name, Gerald. And then they replied with maybe a taco, maybe a hat or taco shirt I can promote on all my business accounts, question mark. I get what you're doing. I get why you're doing it. But, you know, again, I'm super bothered by the fact that you don't even follow me.
Okay.
And that's not that. Okay. Look, he just saw it. My response was, okay, cool. I appreciate the offer.
And you y'all, this is live. This is happening right now.
Yeah. And you reaching out. I appreciate the offer and you reaching out, but I'm not in a position to do any collabs right now. Thanks, Gerald.
Okay.
Now he saw it. Mm-hmm. What I told you was, if this dude doesn't even, because this is another pet peeve of ours, whenever we politely say no and the person doesn't even respond, that tells me you are the laziest fuck ever and you were not worth any of my time because you don't even have the decency to thank me or reply, and you know, you just ignore me.
I feel the same way like that about vendors. Like when vendors ask me about Loca and they want to vend,
yeah,
and I say like, I'm sorry, right now we're full, or we're not accepting any more applications, or what you sell is not what we're doing for Loca.
Right, it just doesn't fit. It's not a good fit.
They don't even like. I tell them no in a polite way. I had one vendor this last time completely unfollow me, and she didn't even respond to thank you so much for, or I appreciate your response or whatever, and I was like, you know what, fuck this. Anyway,
an opportunist right there.
Yeah,
that's an opportunist.
Of course you're trying to jump on the
if
the
that
train
bothered you if that bothered them so much to unfollow you, they didn't like you to begin
bye
with,
bitch, then I'm not interested in your product. The other thing for me, a collab means it's I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
Sure.
Like, what am I benefiting from you? Okay, you have 1,000 followers. Oh, okay, cool, but like, what are my followers going to benefit from me collabing with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's got to be a little bit of give on both sides. So this guy is asking for a shirt and a hat. What the fuck? Like, okay, so what's it in it for you?
No, he wants to make a shirt and I don't.
See, so that's, I'm interpreting collab a whole other way.
See, and I don't know. Maybe a hat or taco shirt I can promote on. Now, what does that mean? That you wanted me to give you one?
Or do you want me to design one?
Or you want me to design one? And honestly, if you wanted me to give you one, I think that's kind of shitty for you to ask for a free hat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you're not even like, and you need to be clear enough. And again, I go back to this whole like young bullshit way of texting with no fucking like, with no like punctuation and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
That's not how I'm going to operate. I don't give a fuck if you're, I don't care if like TikTokers who are making millions, that's the way they fucking communicate. You're 15 years old. I don't give a shit. Like that's not how I'm going to communicate.
Right.
And that's not how you're going to get my business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you just need like come with a little bit of a plan. Because you're right, that was a little bit,
it's very vague.
I don't know if he meant he wanted a free shirt and free hat, in which case, again.
You're a small business too, wouldn't you just buy from
me? Why don't you buy me and support me? Because I tell you what, everybody that buys and supports, I repost.
Yeah.
Like I'll repost that if you're a restaurant that's done that. There's a handful of restaurants that will buy from me on a regular basis for all their staff. Every month they'll buy a shirt and their staff doesn't just wear that one. They just slowly collect more and more shirts and I give them a discount. They've reached out before and politely said, I want to order shirts for my staff on a regular basis.
What can you offer? And like
I gave them a custom discount code.
Yeah.
And there's one that's been using it for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Every month ordering for their staff, you know, I'll work with you, but like they came to me with a plan. Like I plan on doing this.
And there's no sense in asking in that case.
No, not necessarily. So again, a little bit, he hearted my comment. Now that's better than ignoring it. So that's
fine. He's not going to respond.
No, he won't, but at least he did something. But what bothers me is, what really, really bothers me is the people that don't follow you, that want something from you and don't even follow you.
See, so then your interpretation of, I mean, what we, I was thinking collab in a different way. You were thinking of collab in a different way. And all the while that was all vague.
Exactly. And it doesn't really matter that it doesn't matter again, because he doesn't follow me.
Yeah.
And you know, these collabs, like they don't have nothing to do with, oh, you don't have as many followers as me. It has nothing to do with that.
No,
nothing to do with that. It's, I mean, the way that the Tacos of Texas reached out to me 5 years ago,
out of control.
Thank you. 5 years ago with a plan of, we'd like to make your hat like the official hat of the book.
Yeah.
This is what we want to do. Like that's, to me, that's different. Like they came to me with a plan. I don't mean to go on and on about this. I just want people who are listening, if they've ever received anything like this, it's okay to say no.
That's what I was about to say.
Don't feel bad. Yeah. Like, oh, I just burned a bridge that I didn't even.
No, bitch. No, man. You are A-okay saying no to things.
This is my world. Elena, you have your world. We are in control of it.
I'm in charge of it.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to deal with certain things.
Absolutely.
I
sleep peacefully at night knowing that I've said no to things and knowing that I've said yes to things. I have no problem with that.
I know a lot of people though, sometimes, especially early on,
it's hard.
Have anxiety about it. I feel like I have to say yes, because if not, then, oh, he's not going to be a fan. And then he's going to tell somebody
it's
something
gonna
negative.
It's going to be karma.
And then like, he's going to tell somebody else. And then, oh, no. No,
you're not in control of any of that.
No.
What you're in control of is your response to things and how you react.
Right. And this is all about like you and your time and like,
and your effort and your product you know?
So just,
I support you.
Just think about it when someone reaches out to you, or you think about it, if you ever want to reach out to somebody else asking them that, you better come with a plan, you know? And some people are like, well, I don't want to unveil like all that I want it. Yeah, man. Like you come with a plan.
Have some courtesy.
Enough for them to know what it is that you want to do.
Be upfront, be detailed, be honest. And if this is your first time doing something like that, say that. Hey, I'm interested in collabing. What do you think about blah, blah, blah? It's my first time.
Let me tell you this too. You need to do a little bit of research. In my opinion, if you want to have a successful outreach, for a situation like that, you need to do a little bit of research. On my Taco Gear about, on the Instagram thing, it says created by Gerald Flotis.
Yeah.
And it's got my Instagram handle.
Mine too.
If you would have gone to my Instagram home screen there, the grid, you would have seen that. You could have addressed me by my name. Some of the really smart people who reach out to me on my personal.
Really? I've had nobody reach out to me in my personal.
Do you have created by?
Yep.
Okay.
And it's a public account.
Right. So is mine. They reach out on my personal, and to me that goes a long way. They're reaching out to me on my personal, and they're talking about Taco Gear.
Wow.
Which to me goes.
That means they did a little bit of research.
Just a little bit. But also, man, you don't
know. That's the basic research.
If you don't follow me, like, you probably don't know what I'm about. Why would you want to collab with someone you don't know anything about yet?
Yeah.
Some of these YouTubers, what they were saying was like, man, like, be some successful ones that have happened with them are people who reached out after they were a fan for a little while.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they liked some things.
Yeah.
They engaged with that brand before they reached out to them to ask for something or to even suggest anything. So all you're doing on these is going for the low-hanging fruit. That's all you're doing when you just reach out to brands
in the hopes of somebody sending you a free shirt and a free hat with nothing in return for these people.
And that's the lowest low hanging fruit. The fruit that's on the floor that's rotten are the ones that just go, "Want a collab?" You know, with a private account who don't follow you and all that.
Oh my God, I can't stand that.
You know, there was actually you know how a lot of our friends, you guys listening too, you know that. Sometimes on Instagram, when someone shares something with you, like in a message, like, I can't see it because that person is private account.
Private, yeah.
But they're huge accounts.
I can't stand that.
The studies are there and show that that private accounts like that grow much faster, specifically for that reason. Now, but you'll notice that most of those accounts like that are private, that are sharing, and again, everything that someone shares with you, a meme or a funny video, they're all coming from large accounts that are private that you can't see. Well, how do you see it? You got to request them. And then that's how you grow. So there's a lot of studies about those. And those are the kinds of channels that get paid to do temporary posts and promotions.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They may be an account that's full of hilarious memes and videos. But then, you know, this company A reaches out and wants a temporary post. Sure, it's up for 48 hours and then I archive it. Because it doesn't belong in my grid.
In the thread.
In my grid of funny videos and memes.
I don't request for that. Mm-mm.
No, I don't either. I always just tell in the group, I'm like, can't see it, private.
That's especially our group Instagram chat that we have with our friends. Like, they share all the time. I was like, I can't see it. And I'm not asking for a fucking.
If I can't see it, I don't even reply.
And I'm not even interested in asking for permission for a fucking page. It should be public.
Well, I was just telling you what their strategy is.
Well, no.
Okay.
So that was a good topic. I mean, like, we've talked about it before, but like,
it just happened.
It just happened right now. And it's a quick reminder for anybody that wants to collab.
Want to collab? Yeah, no.
It's dumb.
Anyway, didn't mean to rant and rave. It's just, this is what happens in my brain. And this is the shit that literally just happened while we started recording. And just wanted to share it with you, the audience who listens to us every week. Thank you for doing that. So,
Cheeklers.
Did we? Oh, we already told everybody you shaved
him. Yeah, shaved him.
How's that hair growing back?
It's growing.
It's not.
Almost to a full coat.
Stop it. It has not grown.
I want y'all to know that this cat is the love of my life. Like, I think about him all the time. I miss him all the time. I'm at work and I'm like, man, I can't wait home to get to my cat.
She's like, I wonder what Cheeklers doing. I'll tell you. Nothing. He's asleep.
I fucking love this cat.
I know.
The love of my life.
Why did you shave him?
He needed just a trim.
Not just a trim.
He's good. He's happy.
That looks like a...
And then this morning, I woke up super late because our dog has dementia. And anyway, I don't want to talk about it.
Jumps out of the bed a lot.
This morning, I got up and he was in between us. Cheeklers.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Doing what?
Sleeping.
Nothing. Watching his hair grow. He's the best cat. But not grow.
He's the best cat. Every vet loves him. He doesn't
fight. That's true.
He doesn't fight. You don't have to wrap him up like a burrito to do things. He's fucking chill. He's the best cat in the whole wide world.
Well, that's wonderful. And I'm sorry that he's that as old as he is, because, you know, it means
I know
it's coming to an end.
Not anytime soon.
How much longer we have with him, you think?
I don't know.
Can you talk into the mic?
I don't know, like maybe 4?
You think so?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Hmm.
I gotcha. When we come back, there's some things you need to celebrate.
Yeah, bitch.
What was the other thing we were talking about? Oh, the 2020 stuff.
It's a big deal. I'm hungry.
Well, okay. We'll feed you later. When we come back. Welcome back, everybody.
You're still so fucking mean. You know what he told me to quit breathing? My God.
I said, okay, here we go. We're coming back. And then you're like, okay, all right.
I was not like that. The mic wasn't even near me. Oh, my God.
I said, okay, quiet. Quit breathing. I love you, Elena. Hey, did you see, okay, if you have an iPhone, before we jump into the things to celebrate and then some 2020 stuff, if you have an iPhone, I don't know if you have like the latest software upgrade.
I don't.
Where you have, well, you can put widgets on your home screen. If you're an Android user and you're like, we've had that forever, I don't give a shit. We have it now.
Is that how Android phone users talk?
Android users, you talk this way. Android users snubbing their nose at iPhone stuff that was already on an Android before. I don't give a shit. Still never buying an Android, so there's that. But anyway, so there's these like widgets that you can add on your home screen, and it's like a date calendar time thing, and there's one that has like multiple things on it. Like it gives you Siri suggestions on recent things. It's pretty smart. But what I love is it does this like photo, it puts random photos on there. You have control of how big these widgets can be, but it puts random photos on there, mm-hmm. and then it makes random videos. Mm-hmm. And they're like, they're all geotagged, obviously, but it's so smart that it knows which pictures are food. It obviously knows which pictures are pets, because I got a video that said furry friends.
Aww.
And you click on it, and they made this video. They edited it together.
Like a collage.
Not even a collage. It's like a video with like different photos and music and movement. Why are you running? A collage is like a bunch at once.
Okay.
Don't be rolling your eyes. It's literally like an old school slideshow video. But it's really cool. And then there was one today from one of our Houston trips, which is cool. If you're wondering how it knows, another one I got one time was like Good Eats and Corpus Christi, and it was all Corpus Christi food pics. But just so you know, Google Photos, an app you can throw on your phone, in case your iPhone is running out of storage, you can use Google Photos as an app that has a ton more storage, and it automatically archives your photos that you've taken on your phone into a Google Photos.
Do I have that?
I don't know. A Google, I've told you about it. I tell you about a lot of things, and you don't do any of them.
Oh my God, here we go.
So it archive. So the thing about the Google Photos app is you can go in there and you could search for taco, and it'll return most of the taco pics that you've taken. You can return like red hat, and it'll find a red hat, and it's pretty cool.
It's fascinating.
I thought it was fascinating.
Fascinating information. Our listeners are going to be so appreciative of that tidbit of information. Thank you, Gerald, for sharing that knowledge.
I'm the one that's mean. Okay.
Thank you for sharing that knowledge with us.
You are welcome.
We appreciate you so much.
Consider yourself blessed.
Thank you.
You know what? Bless up, Elena. And bless you. All right. What are we celebrating?
Okay. So 5 years ago yesterday, y'all, sobonita.com was launched, bitch.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that.
Took off my headphones,
yeah.
You took them off. You're going to throw them and run
around?
Yeah.
Probably throw them at your face.
You would not hit. You would miss big time.
Gerald.
Have we ever told the story about our honeymoon?
I think we have.
If you're new to the channel, the podcast.
I'm the worst thrower. Like, you don't want me throwing on your team.
Anything.
I have no aim whatsoever. No coordination to
throw.
You don't
even want her throwing shade. She can't even hit you with
bitch,
it.
Bitch, that I can throw. No, I can throw shade. You good, bitch.
No, you can't.
Anyway, so 5 years ago, and then I think you're six, right? You're like a year older?
Yeah. Before we do that, though, we're on a honeymoon.
Oh, my God.
We had a two-part honeymoon. One of the parts was out in West Texas, a nice private cottage house that we stayed at on this.
Where we almost died. Yes.
Another story. And then this, the second part, when we came back, I worked for doctors at the time, and they all gave me something. Another doctor gave us two nights in San Antonio.
In San Antonio, yeah.
At a really nice hotel.
So at the St. Anthony's, which is haunted.
Haunted. We were in the hotel room.
Okay.
Stop it. Another time. We were in the hotel room, and we needed to call downstairs for the car.
The valet.
The valet ticket was in my wallet. I was on the phone.
With the valet. Hotel room,
and I said, I didn't have my ticket with me. They asked for a ticket number. I said, Elena, throw me my wallet. She was getting ready.
Because the wallet was near me.
Just picture this, you guys. I'm standing with a phone in my hand. To the left of me is a closet with the door open. This hotel room had a closet, like an actual closet.
Most hotel rooms do.
No, like with a door, like not a sliding door. Like
right. Yeah, it's like a small little room.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because this room even had a foyer.
Yeah, this is an old fucking hotel. It's like the 20s and shit.
That door had to be at least 6-7 feet away from me. This is a small room. She threw my wallet and it went into the closet. Mm-hmm. She was literally like 10 feet away from us, from both of us. And she looked at me through the wallet and it went whoop, 6 feet to the left and went inside the closet. So that's why we make the joke about her throwing stuff.
Well, it would have been funny if the door closed right after I threw the wallet.
One time at our old house, we had a really crappy back sliding door that was just one. It had two panes, but the first pane was broken. So it wasn't. We had a lot of squirrels also on the back porch. This is the one time Elena did hit something. She took her chancla to scare a squirrel who was literally inches away from the back sliding door facing the backyard. She threw her chancla. It hit the wall. They hit the door perfectly. This squirrel jumped up what felt like 5 feet in the air. She scared the shit. You remember this?
Yeah.
She scared the shit out of it. But I think what was more funny was that you actually hit what you were trying to hit. And that was so funny. Anyway.
I'm the worst.
I'm sorry. 5 years ago.
5 years ago, So Bonita was launched. We are 5 years in the making. And tomorrow we are celebrating the HER award that I got for community. What did I get? Community Star.
Rising Star.
Rising Star.
In the community.
Community Star.
Community service.
Family's coming into town, so it's going to be a good weekend. I'm actually off tomorrow.
That's awesome.
So today's my Friday. But yeah, you know, if there's anything I have learned with So Bonita, it is, one, just start, which is what we've said, right?
Right.
Because and it's funny how we've evolved. The brand has evolved, adding more things, learning how to do and make more products, adding more products, wholesaling now. I just shipped a package to Felice Modern, one of my favorite stores in San Antonio, that's now going to be carrying So Bonita earrings, which is super fucking cool, that are made right here in Corpus Christi. I'm so happy of where we have been, where we are, and where we're going. And I don't know where we're going, but I'm happy about it.
Cool.
And that's really all I want to say about that.
Okay, Forrest. That's amazing. Congratulations. You know, that's awesome. So, I know you originally wanted to do some sort of a
party. Yeah. But it is what it is. It's COVID.
I mean, we wanted to do a party for this 100th episode we did.
And we couldn't.
We wanted to do a party for your event. I've never celebrated my anniversary. it's never been anything that's been like, oh yeah.
You know what though, but like you celebrated though your Taco Gear trademark, and that's a big fucking deal.
Yeah, 3 days ago. 3 days ago was, because it was 2017, right?
I don't know.
In 2017, I officially got the trademark for Taco Gear, which was awesome. So you got to go through the patent office and all that bullshit. But the reason I did it was because, I think I've talked about this before, I wanted to protect the name, and I wanted to protect not necessarily, I got a trademark for the name. I didn't get a, you have to get a specific other one if you want to get it, a trademark for the logo. Since my logo is the name, there's no reason for me to get a trademark of that logo. If I had created some sort of like awesome looking taco as an icon for the logo.
Oh, I see. Like Coca-Cola or like Nike that have a logo.
Well, I mean, and what they have a ton of money, they can do get whatever they want. But I mean, like just any brand that like, wants yeah. to get a trademark for the imagery. You know, there's no reason for me to have done that. So I just got one for the name. So what does that mean? What does a trademark mean? It means that I, by the way, all your designs, all your custom designs, all that stuff is protected. Like you don't have to go get full on copyright. You can if you want, but you don't have to get full on protection mm-hmm. on every single freaking design that you do. You have there's some sort of protection already on there. Anyway, for it being unique and yours. Mm-hmm. So what the trademark means for Taco Gear is that no one can use those words together when they're talking about taco shirts or gear or whatever, or gear. So like if Taco Bell wanted to launch a merch, they have a merch line, by the way, they couldn't call it Taco Gear at all. They couldn't even reference it in descriptions.
That's so fucking badass. Or
any of that stuff. And I think I have a Google alert. I have a Google alert set up for those two words together to monitor if anyone ever does use that. If that makes sense. And I probably only get like an alert on it like whenever I'm mentioned. Mm-hmm. I get an alert on it. So if you're listening to, if you're wanting to know what a Google alert is, if you have a Gmail account, you can go sign up for a Google alert. Just look
I have one for Chingona.
There you go. Look up Google alerts. And what that'll do is you go and you sign up and you're basically saying, hey, Google, every time the internet mm-hmm. uses these words, let me know, like share with me. So every morning it'll share articles it found the previous day. And why is that important? Well, for me, I'm monitoring the two words Taco Gear being used together. You can monitor words or you can monitor phrases. Taco Gear is the phrase I'm monitoring to watch out for it. Mm-hmm. I also monitor Gerald Flores just because. There's been some stuff. I guess like one of the CEO or executives or something, I don't know, of Puma. Mm-hmm. His name is Gerald Flores because there's been these articles that have been coming up about like some buyout that they have going on or whatever. Anyway.
Interesting.
Also, like, I just have the word tacos, which you would think returns a lot. Well, every morning I probably wake up to about, like, it's one Google email that returns a bunch of links. So don't think you're going to get an email for every single mention.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like tacos, here's the alerts for tacos from yesterday. And it's like 10, 12, sometimes it's 20, but it's, you know, articles.
About the food.
About yeah. the word, with the word tacos. And that's where sometimes I'll find fun things to share.
Articles themselves. Yeah,
and that's really why I do it. Yeah. Just, is there anything worth sharing? So anyway, that's the whole trademark thing. The trademark is good for 10 years.
So what happens after 10 years? You have to reapply?
You have to, I think you just have to pay again.
Oh, okay.
But I'll know when I get there. I did have to pay for the attorney to not fight it, but to amend, like they weren't going to give it to me originally. So when you file
to appeal it,
right? Yeah. When you file for that, you can file under certain classes mm-hmm. and certain things. So I filed for I wanted the trademark Taco Gear to be used when and what are you protecting? Well, I'm protecting apparel. I'm protecting like it. It's mostly apparel and goods and things like that. But you could do technology. Like there's a ton of things you can do. I didn't do any of that stuff. I just did what made sense to me. But the reason that I wasn't going to get it is because they weren't going to give me the trademark Taco Gear, even though it's two words, there is some company that has it trademarked everywhere. The word taco is trademarked everywhere for this like weird, it's almost like, it's not even in this country. I forgot what country it's in, but it looks like kind of like a Men's Express, like really tight, stupid clothes that like go in on the,
right, the waist,
the ribs, like it gets tight on the ribs and it flares at the top. It's just weird. So they have the trademark taco for apparel and clothes and shirts and all that stuff. However, Taco Bell has a registered trademark for Taco Bell. And under those words, obviously they have everything related to the restaurants and the food, but they also have apparel and all that stuff. So my the attorney I was using discovered that and said, well, if, because I was like, well, what if I put the words together, Taco Gear? Can I? And they're like, no, because the word taco and whatever. So he said, well, I found this because it was awarded to Taco Bell, two words. You, Taco Gear, should also be able to get it. So had to appeal that. I think total it cost me like almost $800, maybe. It was like another $300 for the appeal.
Yeah.
But it's not that. I mean, if you want to protect yourself, you know, that's awesome. You are filing for something that you'll announce soon, which is pretty cool. But it's just a way to protect yourself. You might think for one time we talked about it, just to talk about it, trademarking the word chingona, but that's dumb.
It's not even.
Because what happens if number one, that's kind of a shitty thing for you to do, in my opinion. But what happens is you now have to go after every brand that's using that word.
Right. And that's come ridiculous. Come on.
That's not what this is about.
That's not what this is about at all. Yeah.
So the trademarking, in my opinion, is kind of just protecting your name. If you came up with some badass name for your business.
Or slogan or phrase. Yeah.
Yeah. And you want to protect it.
Like so no Taco one Bell, I think, protected Live Mas, which is so fucking cool.
Right.
So those are cool words.
But. Just think, I mean, it's a pricey thing to do, but just keep in mind, man, what if
it's an investment for
what
sure.
What if someone else uses that? Are you going to be mad? You know what I mean? If you came up with this really cool name.
And then, okay, what if someone else uses it and then they file for a trademark? And guess what? You got to change it.
Yeah, that's true. So
it happens.
I mean, all those really fun, unique, I can't think of too many right now, but when I was working in Austin, the parking garage I parked in, I always had to walk past this church, and the church had a coffee house or a coffee shop inside of it right there on the edge, and it was called Holy Grounds. And that's one of those like really unique, fun little.
I'm sure there's a ton of those.
Right. But what I'm saying is if you come up with something that's like super cool like that and you don't want anybody else to use it.
Get on it.
Example, we had a Texas, one of our Longhorn. We had a restaurant here in Corpus Christi, Longhorn Steakhouse, a mom and pop place here. They had to change their name because a national place the mom and pop had been around with the name longer. But the national place
owned the name,
filed and got the name. So when they brought in it's the one right by the mall, right? Mm-hmm. When they moved in, oh, there's another restaurant here with that name. They made him change the name. They had to completely change the name. Is that going to really affect them? I don't know.
I'm sure there was a lot of pride with that. I mean, it sucks.
But just think about that. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Like it would suck for you to like invest money in a brick and mortar. Invest money in a brand, invest money in people knowing your name, who you are and all that stuff. And then there's some national company that fucking comes in and is like, oh, that's our name. We filed for it. You got to change your shit now. Damn. What do you do?
Charlie.
Oh my God. Elena, what does Charlie mean?
Nombre, shut up. That's what that means.
I don't even know if that...
Nombre Charlie.
Okay. So with 2020 still like, I saw some funny memes about like, this is the, I don't know, like there's a bunch of ones. We're approaching day 642 in year 2020, just because this year feels like it's going by so fast, but it still feels like forever.
It is flying by for sure.
So there's a lot of shit going on, obviously, which means there's a lot of stress. And for you guys who have side hustle, small businesses, and you're kind of stretching yourselves all over the place, it's the right time right now for you to take a mental inventory of everything going on and really prioritize the rest of your year. What do you truly want to try and accomplish this year that is realistic? I understand that planning in the future is very difficult right now, but what do you want to plan? What do you want to do that's realistic? That way you don't stress yourself out the rest of the year.
Right.
If this is something that you can work on next year or when things come a little back to more back to normal, then just put that aside and know that. But don't leave that shit on the back of your mind and on your task list that's not realistic for the rest of this year. Because what's going to happen is the year's going to finish and you're going to feel like you're going to feel bad for whatever reason you want to feel bad that you didn't do A, B, and C. Meanwhile, you did like all these other things. So just keep that in mind. It's kind of, I think you need to, there's different ways to kind of to go on the whole stress thing. There's different ways to manage your stress.
Mm-hmm.
One is to stay organized and realistic and mm-hmm. then just make peace with that, right? The other thing, little things, limit your screen time.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to limit your screen time.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you're looking at. It doesn't matter if it's, we're guilty of getting on TikTok before we go to bed and mm-hmm. look at it a lot, but I think I sleep better when I don't do that.
There's some time, like last night I was like, I'm not getting my phone. I plug it in and I'm not getting it.
You could be scrolling and laughing the whole time.
Right.
Stuff, but really it actually depends on the whatever algorithm
is fed to you. There's also people that suggest don't even get it. Cause I do the first thing in the morning is I get on my phone, and people also suggest like, don't do that. Get up, stretch, say good morning to your loved ones, get on about your day.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's very hard, but I mean, it's...
Because I want to get on my phone.
Everyone wants to be on their phone all the time. I think another thing that's really kind of overlooked is just talking. Like talking about it. What is it? I don't know, man. Like what
your day?
What's going on? Well, just...
Life?
Talk about this year.
Yeah.
Something on your mind? Talk about it out loud with someone. You should have someone that you can trust. I'm not talking about like therapy sessions, which... I mean, but if you want to do therapy sessions, go for it. I just mean like the way you and I discuss things. Mm-hmm. Like I have you have me. We can talk about, listen, I'm a little stressed about this. I've got all this stuff coming up, blah, 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 blah. And a lot of the times I'm just talking about it and it helps to just hash it out and me come up with my own like plan for it. Or you're like, well, you'll have advice too. Like, well, why are you worried about that right now, or mm-hmm. that's not going to be a big deal, you'll be fine, or whatever it is. The pep talk, the just talking out loud. Talking about the shit is better than like just keeping it inside
mm-hmm.
because that stuff is just unhealthy.
Well, I mean, but if you don't have a spouse, there's also, friends. You know, your friends, family, coworkers that you're close with.
Another thing to do for the whole stress thing is to like move. You've got your Peloton.
Dude, I fucking love it.
I've been walking Didi. I enjoy the walks, which is probably another reason why
I'm so thankful for that bike.
Myself to do it every day. But anything is better than coming straight home, going right into what you're doing on your side hustle or your full-time job, and then go into the kitchen, food, couch,
bed. That's what we were doing before. Yeah.
You've got to do something. So again, a 10, 15, 20 minute walk, it will do wonders. And mm-hmm. please don't walk with your phone and look at your phone. Like walk and think and look around.
Yeah.
Listen to a podcast if you want.
Yeah, it's a great time to listen to.
But like
So Taco.
Like this one. If you're walking right now, careful. another one is kind of like just take a break, dude.
Take a break.
What is that?
Hamilton.
Oh. Okay.
Run away with this summer.
Take a break. Stop what you're doing. It's not the end of the world if you take a night off.
Yes.
Take a day off. Whatever mm-hmm. you're supposed to, whenever you're supposed to be working.
Yeah.
Take that off.
Walk away. It's going to be there tomorrow.
It will never go away.
Yeah.
Trust me. It will be there.
The work will be there tomorrow, y'all.
Take a break.
Take a break.
No, that's not the break we're talking about. Anyway, that's kind of it, man. It's a lot of it's kind of mental health stuff.
Big time. Especially in the year 2020. Like, y'all, check yourself.
Before
the year ends.
Oh, what? God, what kind of... You said check yourself, and I said before.
Oh, before you wreck yourself. Gerald, I'm sorry. I apologize.
For what?
You know what? Because I have no sleep.
It's because you know why?
It's because you know why? I have no sleep. Today at work, I ran into a wall. Like, I was like, oh my God. I'm like so uncoordinated right now. Like, there's a wall right there.
How do you run into a wall?
Well, I mean, not face. Like,
you
ran into it? No. Like, I was walking and I hit my shoulder on it, turning around a corner, forgetting that there's a wall there.
Did you go,
No, I just said, I said, there's a wall right there. Y'all need to be careful. And people were laughing.
Would you say that to
whoever would listen?
Do they laugh at you or with
you? Yeah. And then I've got another coworker that's not talking to me, but we can talk about that on another Cheeseman episode.
If you guys want to know what those Cheeseman episodes are, by the way, thank you to our Patreon subscribers who help support this channel or this podcast. You guys are amazing. If you don't know what that is, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/sotaco, S-E-W. It's a way for you to support this podcast with a monetary donation every month. There's small amounts. There's larger amounts. They all have their own perks.
Which you get discount codes.
Yeah, which include discount codes to both of our stores to use as often as you'd like, as long as you're a Patreon subscriber, to actual personal one-on-one chats with us, to all of them have access to Cheeseman episodes. So what is that? We put 10-minute episodes on our Patreon page that you can listen to, and it's stuff that we don't talk about in this podcast, which you can imagine, we talk about a lot of shit on this podcast.
No, we save the juicy stuff.
No, we save a piece of the juice.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of juice.
I mean, there's juice, but it's juicy.
Okay. Anyway, so we're gonna. So what you're saying is that we just dropped one last week. So
yeah,
you're saying that
I'm saving this bitch for
this Cheeseman episode. You want to do is about something someone at work.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Because it's
well, and in order for them to hear it, they got to be a Patreon subscriber.
So sorry, y'all. I'm not sharing it here.
I'll take that money though from them.
But I'm not sharing it here. Sorry.
From what you've already told me about this story, it's a doozy.
It's fucking nuts. It's nerds.
All right.
Okay, y'all.
Got a lot of stuff to do. Thank you guys
for
listening.
Happy weekend.
We appreciate you guys very much, and we love you. So
we love you. Stay safe.
Thanks for
having me. Hasta la próxima.
Bye, everyone.